Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Wind away, baby, don't you wanna go? Honey, my mind don't change, I won't be back no more. Oh, little woman, Lord, I won't be back no more. Weeping a million is gonna call you to moan. It's gonna call you to do things good, you gonna leave your home. Oh, little woman, Lord, you got to leave your home. Sitting here wondering where she ain't so happy right. Lord, and as she do, I'm gonna grab the train and ride. Yeah, little woman, Lord, gonna grab the train and ride. Never take your best woman to be your friend. Just as soon as your back turns, some bastard walking in. Oh, little woman, Lord, somebody go easing in. Ever waking up between meeting night and day, with your head on the pillow where your good girl used to lay. Oh, little woman, your good girl used to lay. Ever since my dear old mother been dead, Roxy's was my pillow, the cold ground been my bed. Yeah, little woman, Lord, the cold ground been my bed. See, woman, see what you trying to do. Honey, you trying to quit me knowing I've been good to you. Oh, little woman, Lord, and I've been good to you. Fell from the mountain down in the deep blue sea. You didn't do no falling till you fell in love with me. Yeah, little woman, Lord, you fell in love with me. See, baby, see what you have done. You have squared a lemon, you had my juice to run. Yeah, little woman, Lord, you had my juice to run. Yeah, come, babe, I'm howling at your door, begging me what I ask you, and I won't have to howl no more. Lord, little woman, Lord, I won't have to howl no more. Sweet potato, you buy you a Nancy Hall. You want a good-looking man, you get him long and tall. Yeah, little woman, Lord, you get him long and tall.
Oh, Lord, baby. What the world gonna become of me? What the world gonna call me? These hard times, baby, about to get the best of me. You know, poor Christ, Lord God knows, been on 90 days already. our people. Lord, I sure came.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norman, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Infections like polio, smallpox, and measles used to be as common as coronavirus is today. But now we have life-saving vaccines for those and other diseases. Sadly, too many children still go unvaccinated. Choosing to delay or refuse vaccine puts your child and other children at serious risk. So talk to your child's doctor today about vaccines. And for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
Right now, we all might feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone with smaller social circles, feelings of loneliness and isolation can feel overwhelming. But there's something we can all do to help. Connect with your older loved one virtually and have the conversation of a lifetime with StoryCorps Connect. Anyone can conduct an interview, and every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history. Connect, honor, share at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Banks of Art. I know you love the thing you've got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
Your name is Mark, thanks a lot. You think you're acting, but you're not.
My name is Mark, I'm on fire. I'm the match, and I'm the pyre. I'm the voodoo black musician, freeze why
I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the power Solomon used on lot. I am the poor, I am the snake. I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey, girls.
Thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot. His name is Mark, thanks a lot. You think he's acting, but he's not.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot.
Inward and outward. bitter buffalo. My heart's the bitter buffalo. We tore one down and erected another there. The match of the century absence versus being here. I'm on my way to God, don't know. My brain's the burger and my heart's the cold. This life that we call home, the years go fast and the days go so slow. The days go so slow. The days go so slow.
Got high hopes in me. If there's anything you want, come on back, 'cause it's all still here. I'll be in the back room drinking my half of the beer. And if you earn me so right, why is it the same thing every night? It's just a matter of time. It's almost measurable. Imagination ain't kind. You're at your best when you got the guns turned 180 degrees. And finding out if it adds all up right.
Spoon wrapping up that set of music with Anything You Want here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Yeah, anything you want. Anything you want, I'm here to provide it. Who am I? Well, let me tell you. My name is Paul. I'm the Moxster. I'll tell you more about the show, but I want to tell you more about what you just heard before the Spoon. How about some Nick Lowe? Nick Lowe, because I love my label. And I do. I love all of my labels. Before the Nick Lowe, Modest Mouse gave us Heart, Cooks, Brain, and the entire set started off with some Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because I told you my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock, so guess what? People call me the Moxster. Yeah, I am the Moxster. I'm going to be hanging out with you, and I'm glad you decided to tune in as I'm just making a mixtape for you. I am making you a live mixtape for you, as I do each and every week at this time. If you got a suggestion for a song and something you want to hear on this program called the Viva La Mock radio program, what you have to do is drop me an email. I have an email address. Drop me an email at wrcrequest. Let me try that again, at wrcrequest@gmail.com. I'll do my best to play it for you, as I'm going to be playing music for me and you and everybody. I love some Kiwi Pop. It's the Bats. Block of Wood here on the Viva La Mock radio show.
get out of my mind. Had to destroy my old life. I lived it too long. I lived it too long. Had to be sure it's not me. Had to be pure, conscience-free. But something is wrong. But something is wrong. Going through the motions.
I climb a ladder just to see you. I have no eyes, but I can feel. Two snakes entwined so I can be you. This ladder climbs from me to you. Thank you. shifting. I shift the mound you into me. Let's sleep away the pain we suffer. The medicine is in our dreams. Fly away like caracas. This ladder climbs from me to you. Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye and sank into your dream. Pancho was a band of boys. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Pancho met his match, you know, on the desert stand in Mexico. And nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. And all the Federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Well, Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Pancho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. But did they let poor Pancho low? Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Oh, ain't nobody knows. And all the Federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Pancho fell. Lefty's living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do. Oh, now he's growing old. And a few grand Federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose. A few grand Federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose.
Late great Towns Van Zandt here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh with Pancho and Lefty. Before the Towns Van Zandt, some Alejandro Escovedo, went back to the boxing mirror for the latter. Mysteries of Life from Bloomington, Indiana, from their debut, gave us Going Through the Motions and start off that entire set with the Bats coming from the land of New Zealand and Block of Wood. Went back to Daddy's Highway for that one and gets us to where we are now. We're about, what, 27 minutes past your hour? My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in as we do it each and every week at this time. Let me tell you a little story, if you don't mind. Just, I got the mic on. Why not? Why not? So just recently, I was hanging out at a local establishment that served some tasty beverages, and we're just hanging out with some friends, and I asked the lovely person who was serving me those beverages, I said, hey, on the radio right now, or on your PA system, over these speakers, is this Bill Callahan? And she was like, I don't know. And I said, well, if it's not, it sounds like him. Or it could be Smog. It could be a Smog song I'm missing. And she was like, well, let me go check. And she came back, and she was like, well, you know what? You were right. That was Bill Callahan. And I said, oh, that's awesome. You know, I was unfamiliar with the song. So when I got home, I did some research, and I realized Bill Callahan released a new album last year, just about a year ago now, and it completely slipped past my radar. So I was like, well, guess what? Those of you listening to Viva La Mock, you're going to hear some, what I'm going to call, new Bill Callahan. It's a year old now, but to me it's new, and maybe to you it's new. Brand new record was called, well, his latest record, it's called Gold Record. So let's get into it. Let's play something off of that record. Let's play some Johnny Cash. No, let's play some Bill Callahan.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Well, the pigeons ate the wedding rice and exploded somewhere over San Antonio. I picked up the newlyweds and asked them where they wanted to go. They said, we don't care, we don't know anywhere, just go. Ever since I'd gotten married, I started working weddings, driving this long white limo. Had their ceremony in Brackettville at that phony Alamo. We were 30 miles from the border of Mexico. Well, they're in the back laughing about some uncle named Jack who got too drunk, and during his speech, the tears started to flow. Well, they seemed like a match, so I stopped looking for cracks in their road and just drove. Outside of Concan, the groom noticed the gold band on my left hand and said, you got any advice for us, old man? Well, I thought for a mile as I drove with a smile. I said, when you are dating, you only see each other, and the rest of us can go to hell. But when you are married, you're married to the whole wide world. The rich, the poor, the sick and the well, straight and the gay, and the people that say we don't use those terms these days. The salt in the soil. After I'd said my piece, we drove on in silence for a spell. How my words had gone over, well, I couldn't tell. Potent advice, or preachy as hell. But when I see people about to marry, I become something of a plenipotentiary. I just think it's good, as you probably can tell. Went to Adams from the Big Bang, get back together with the old gang. I dropped them at a fancy dancy boutique hotel. And I drive off alone, but I'm not alone. Sincerely, L. Cone.
I'm gonna get 23rd of September. The sun is shining. I'll stand up straight to meet you when I
all in a line. There'll be three white horses in a line.
from his Hands of Glory album. That's Andrew Bird with Three White Horses here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Played that one for Gemma and Kurt, who told me earlier this week that they're taking a road trip. They're taking a road trip to Chicago to see Andrew Bird perform live. So I thought, you know what? Why not I take a little road trip to the record library and play some Andrew Bird for them to help them out? Because what's more exciting than live music coming back and people able to go see them? So happy to play that. Before the Andrew Bird, how about the Vulgar Boatmen? Went back to their second album, Please Panic, for the 23rd of September. A song that I just feel compelled to play at least once a year right around this time. Not sure why. Handsome Family in that set of music as well, with When the Helicopter Comes, and start off the entire set with something from Bill Callahan from his 2020 release. Came out literally about a year ago. Album's called Gold Record, and I played Pigeons for you. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. It is a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in as it comes to you each and every week at this time. Let's keep the music going. Some Geraldine Fibbers. Fancy.
To New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent. At least we were hard pressed. And Mama scraped every penny she had to buy me a satin dancing dress. Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted up my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into the satin dancing dress. It was slit on the side, straight up to my hips. It was red velvet trimmed and it fit me good. And looking back from the mirror was a woman where I had. Blackie that said to thine own self be true, and I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high heel shoe. It sounded like someone else who was talking, saying, Mama, what should I do? Just be nice to the gentleman fancy, and they'll be nice to you. But I'm
I'm a rolling stone. Just a lad, nearly 22. Don't start to ramble around. Oh, you will find your sorrow bound. Take my advice, oh, curse the day you started rolling down that lost highway.
Good night, and remember that God saves. kiss your mother goodnight, and remember that God saves. I led her to a hole, a deep black well. I said, make a wish, make sure and not tell. And close your eyes, dear, and count to seven. You know your papa loves you, good children go to heaven. You know your papa loves you, good children go to heaven. I gave her a shove. I pushed with all my might. I pushed with all my love. I threw my child into a bottomless pit. Screaming as she fell, but I never heard her hit. She was screaming as she fell, but I never heard her hit.
From their Hallowed Ground album, that is Milwaukee, Wisconsin's own Violent Femmes here on the Viva Lamach radio program. Hey, before the Femmes, how about some Mekons from the iconic Fear and Whiskey album with their version of Lost Highway? Went back to 1976's Howlin' Wind album from Graham Parker for Back to School Days and start off that entire set with the Geraldine Fibbers and Fancy. Name of the album, though, if I can say it without stumbling, what part of Get Thee Done Don't You Understand is what I pulled that off of. Hey, got about 30 seconds before we hit the top of the hour. I want to remind you that you can have whiskey before breakfast. You may have whiskey before breakfast.
Depose from the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
We have to start today with Russia and Ukraine, where there are both reasons to be absolutely horrified about what may be coming to the planet over the next several weeks, but also some reasons to be cautiously optimistic. And we're going to talk about both, and we should understand both. On the one hand, the bad. We are facing what Kamala Harris calls a real possibility of what Boris Johnson refers to as the biggest European war since World War II. We have no reason to believe at this point that Russia and Putin were telling the truth about pulling back. There has not been any independently verified evidence that suggests that's what's taking place, despite the claims last week. And there is reason to believe, according to President Joe Biden, that Vladimir Putin has already made the decision to invade Ukraine. Now, I don't know if we need to refresh the entire situation, but Russia points to so-called NATO expansion and support of Ukraine from NATO as an act of aggression. The actual aggressor in the case of Russia and Ukraine is clearly Putin, but there are some who say his aggression is justified. And this includes, I mean, in the U.S., some on the right and some on the left for different reasons, many of them victims of different types of propaganda, which we will talk about. But let's go to some of what world leaders are saying. And it doesn't really matter whether you like these world leaders. I don't particularly love either of them. But let's talk about what is being said. Here is a British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. Take a listen.
The plan that we're seeing is for something that could be really the biggest war in Europe since 1945, in terms of sheer scale. You're looking at not just an invasion through the east, through the Donbass, but according to the intelligence that we're seeing, coming down from the north, down from Belarus, and actually encircling Kiev itself.
Yes. So it is the type of thing that the circumstances are completely different than World War II, but in terms of the scale in European countries, it would be, if it's the worst case scenario, clearly the biggest war in Europe since World War II. Kamala Harris also commenting on this from the Munich Security Conference over the weekend.
I mean, listen, guys, we're talking about the potential for war in Europe. I mean, let's really take a moment to understand the significance of what we're talking about. It's been over 70 years. And through those 70 years, as I mentioned yesterday, there has been peace and security. We are talking about the real possibility of war in Europe.
Now, there has not been total peace and security in Europe, and we have had a number of different civil wars within Europe. And but the point is clear, which is this type of large war involving multiple countries has not been seen in Europe since World War II.
So our position is for us very clear, which is as a leader, which we have been bringing together the allies, working together around our collective and unified position, that we would all not just prefer, we desire, we believe it is in the best interest of all that there is a diplomatic end.
Now, unfortunately, foreign diplomacy is not Kamala Harris's area of expertise, but it actually is Joe Biden's to a great degree. And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. But if this were to happen, and I hope it doesn't, I don't want a war. I don't want U.S. troops in Ukraine. I don't want any of it. OK. This would be disastrous, even for Americans in so many different ways. Like, we talk about supply chain issues. Just you wait. Now, you might say, well, David, sir, we don't really get stuff from Russia. No, that's true. But